Emily, thank you for coming on to Radio Jackie to talk to me about fundraising at St Raphael's Hospice. The first thing you're doing is a Santa Dash, I believe.
Yes, so we've got a couple of quite exciting things happening over Christmas that people can join in and support the hospice. And the first one is our Santa Dash, which is on Sunday, the 12th of December. It's over in Nonsuch Park. And it's a 5 kilometre or a 1 kilometre run, walk, jog, skip, whatever you fancy. And you dress up in your Santa suit and you take part in the run or walk, all raising money for the hospice. And it's a really fun event that people love to get behind. Radio Jackie Roadshow is going to be there supporting us as well and making it a really good atmosphere. But it's a really great event to be involved with.
Last year, I think I was going to have to actually do it. And then obviously we had the lockdown and I couldn't. So I may well see if I can get a few of the news team to come along and do the event as well. Can we provide our own Santa suits? Because in the picture, it looks like everybody's got the same Santa suit. Or do you want people to come in different Santa suits?
So you receive your Santa suit, which is included in your registration. So you go onto our website, straphaels.org.uk, and you sign yourself up. And you'll receive your Santa suit as part of that. And so everyone looks the same. And we usually have around 200-250 Santas all running around Nonsuch Park and around the surrounding area. So people come out onto the streets and support as well. So it's quite a sight to see, but lots and lots of fun.
I'm sure it is, and obviously very festive. Obviously last year it couldn't run. Did you do it virtually last year?
We did, yeah. So we're really excited to be back in person this year. But yeah, last year we had nearly 100 Santas taking part virtually. I took part myself on Christmas Day. so I was out in Bansted Woods with walking the dog, but in my Santa suit. We got quite a few strange looks, but it was all for a good cause. But yeah, so we did it virtually last year, and lots of people sent in photos and videos of them taking part with family and friends. But as I say, we were really excited to be back in person at Nonsuch Park this year with various COVID measures in place to make sure it's as safe as possible. But obviously, it's an outdoor event. We're likely to do a staggered start so people can set off at different times. And then they'll all finish and receive their well-earned medal at the end.
And how much did you raise last year when you did it virtually?
So we raised nearly £8,000 last year. Everyone was really, really generous. Obviously, it was a difficult year in terms of fundraising. And we were trying to raise as much as we possibly can, as we are this year, to help to care for our patients and their families. But we did raise nearly £8,000, which we were really pleased with. And it was just the dedication from those that took part to raise as much as they possibly could.
And how much do you think you'll hope to raise this year if you can get people down there in person?
Hopefully even more. If there's you know, over 200 Santas taking part, we hope to raise sort of £10,000 and counting and more. So, yeah, fingers crossed. And we just need lots of people to sign up, take part and raise sponsorship for the hospice. It's obviously just really important that they support the hospice at the moment. It's been a very difficult year for lots of charities, but obviously we're trying to continue as best we can to care for people within both Merton and Sutton who are facing a terminal illness. And it's proved even harder, obviously, with COVID, and many are feeling quite isolated as well. And so the more money we can raise, the more we can help our patients and their families, especially over Christmas time as well. So so we really just would encourage people to sign up and raise sponsorship so that they can help those that we're looking after as well.
And now we're coming out of the pandemic. Are you actually caring for more patients than you had pre-pandemic or during the pandemic? What are the numbers like at the moment?
We are finding that in our community, we have two different types of care. We have our home-based community care and our inpatient unit. And we are finding more and more referrals within our community team, people needing our help and support. And during the COVID period, we also looked after quite a few people coming from hospitals as well that wouldn't normally come into the hospice, but we were there to support and try and alleviate some of the pressure from our local hospitals that were obviously overrun and really struggling. So yes, we are finding that numbers are are increasing. So we have got more people to look after.
So during the pandemic, patients were being referred to from the hospital where they might normally not be referred to. Is that the case?
Yeah, so they would maybe normally come out of hospital and into a care home or be or back to their home. But obviously, with COVID, that was difficult. So they wouldn't always come into the hospice, but we were making sure that they were admitted to us so that they were well looked after and were also able to be discharged from the hospital setting, obviously, because they were very busy with lots of COVID patients. So we were able to support them in that respect.
And are the guidelines in the hospital, in your hospice, similar to the guidelines for care homes in terms of your staff being vaccinated?
We don't enforce it within the hospice, but we obviously encourage it, and the majority of our staff are now vaccinated. And we were in the first wave of vaccinations as well. So even our sort of support staff, like myself within fundraising, I've just had my booster vaccination yesterday as well. So we're sort of back round to that now. And so the majority of our staff are vaccinated, and we obviously do encourage it.
And did you have many cases of COVID within the hospice during the pandemic?
Obviously we were admitting positive patients as well, but we have had a number of staff that have tested positive, and we've had, obviously that's made it even harder when various people are having to self-isolate as well, and certainly our nursing team have struggled, being short-staffed because various people are having to self-isolate, whether they've been testing positive or not. So you know, I'm sure like many, it's been difficult to manage, but we have done, and we're still going, and we're doing the best we can.
Well, you do an absolutely great job. So is there anything you want to say about the Santa Dash before possibly moving on to one of the other initiatives that's coming up after that?
I don't think so. I think just that it's obviously taking part on the 12th of December, and people can sign up by going to strafaels.org.uk, and they can find all the information there, and they can sign up online. So it's going to be a really fun, festive day. So I definitely would sign up.
And if they decide to do it virtually, they then do they have to do it on the 12th of December? Can they do it any time leading up to a particular date?
No, so if you want to do it virtually, you can do it between the 1st of December and the 1st of January. And you can do it wherever you want, whenever you want. And they'll still receive their Santa suit and medal in the post afterwards as well.
That's absolutely brilliant.
So we also have another initiative called the St. Raphael's Pudding Day, which is taking place on the 4th of December. But people can also take part in that whenever they would like to as well, during December. And it's, again, a really fun initiative. And it's for people that maybe aren't so active and don't want to come out and run the Santa Dash, but still want to support the hospice. And it's based around our family of Christmas puddings. And it's basically an activity box that people receive in the post. It's got lots of fun goodies. You receive a T-shirt and a medal as well. And you get a big list of lots of different challenges and activities and recipes and different things that you can do throughout the day. You can sign up on your own, in a couple, or within your family, and get the kids involved as well. It's completely up to you. But again, you can sign up on our website, strafaels.org.uk, and you can grab your pudding day box and get lots of goodies and challenges that you can take part in as well.
So it's not just about making Christmas puddings then, it's other things other than making Christmas. Or can they make Christmas puddings as well?
You can make Christmas puddings too, but there will be other recipes and challenges and different activities as well. It's meant to be a full day of fun. You could, join it in with putting up your Christmas tree and getting all festive. But we just encourage people to take part, take lots of photos and videos of them doing all the different activities and send them in to us. You can either buy your activity box, or if you want to get your box for free, you can choose to raise sponsorship for the hospice instead. So it's up to you whether to pay for it or get it for free.
So basically people are going to get their pudding box, and over a period of 10 to 12 hours during the course of the day, you want them to photograph themselves or video themselves, and they send those in to you, is that right?
Yep, send them in to us and we're going to put them all together, and there'll be lots of other people taking part on that day as well, and I'm sure on various other days throughout December. But it's just a good excuse to get together with your family and friends, have a bit of fun, especially if you're not wanting to go and run 5K in our Santa Dash. It's a good slightly different activity to take part in, and again, lots of fun.
Lots of things for people to do. And I presume during the pandemic, have you had more people wanting to fundraise for you because they realise that, I mean, all charities have been hit by COVID, all your fundraising events have been hit. Have you had more people sort of calling in to say, what can we do to help?
We have in different ways. So certainly we have two in memory appeals that we run each year. Our current one is Light Up a Life, where people donate in memory of their loved ones towards a light on the Christmas tree. And people have just come out in their droves and have supported us and donated a lot more. Certainly last year as well, in the midst of the pandemic, they were donating a lot more than they would normally, which obviously we are hugely thankful for, because it has just been such a difficult time in terms of fundraising. We're definitely not up to where we were before. You know, I think lots of people are still hesitant to get out there and fundraise in the way that they had done previously. But we've had some people, you know, really doing some very unique things and doing things virtually as well, and doing all that they can to try and think of different ways and COVID safe ways that they can support us, and anyone wanting to do any kind of fundraising, you know, we are hugely thankful, because we definitely still need people's support to be able to continue.
What you're doing is wonderful work, and I'm sure there's lots of families that have benefited from the care you've given their loved ones, so I'm sure they really do want to get involved.